The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, nachas, and parnasa berevach ad meah ve'esrim shana.
Rabbi Elazar says in Suvas, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that Edom Zayimim remind him a shalmi or milka loy loki, mishum delav b'nei asra ninu. That Edom Zayimim's punishment is going to be that they have to pay the money that they were trying to extract falsely from the person they were testifying against, but they will not get malchus because they did not have the proper warning. And the Gemara is now going to bring the powerful words of Abaye Verov in a dialogue which actually touches on the core of Edom Zayimim and the whole concept of asra, which means the warning that the Torah required before punishing somebody for committing a sin. Let's try to learn the Gemara and at least scratch the surface of this large enjoyable sugya. Rava begins by saying that I'll prove to you, Rabbi Elazar, what you just said, that the proper asra, the proper warning is not possible by Edom Zayimim, because if you were to warn them right before they actually testified, even if they would be saying the truth, they would maybe get hesitant or reluctant to say testimony because of the fright of the warning. Elmai, what are you going to do? Warn them a little bit earlier. Perhaps they'll forget. Warn them afterwards. That's too late. They already did the sin. That's not going to be a good asra. So then the Gemara brings a question on that. First of all, why don't you just give them asra techid ediver? Or why don't you warn them earlier and then remind them b'shas maisa so that they should remember? And other amar abai elav milti. Abai responds to all this and he says, if you'll tell me that Edom Zayman do require asra, in other words, seemingly you'll argue on Rebbe Elazar, so then if you wouldn't warn them, you wouldn't kill them? How could that be? They wanted to kill the person they were testifying against without a warning. Certainly we should give them a punishment without warning them. Doesn't that the Torah say, Vasisim Kashazomam? That we should do to them what they wanted to do. They wanted to kill him or punish him in any which way without warning him. Certainly we should warn them, we should punish them likewise without having to give them warning. And therefore, there's a shaila in the Acharonim, if Abaye's point was to prove what Rebbe Elazar was saying, that there's no malchus by Edom Zayimim because it's not possible to give asra, or on the contrary, that you could get malchus by Edom Zayimim because apparently asra is not a requirement, because Vasisim Lekash Zomam says that they can get malchus even without asra. The Shita Mekabesis actually brings an explanation that in that direction, that Abaye is saying, not like Rebbe Elazar, but rather, that you don't have to tell me necessarily, because they can't get the proper asra. Rather, agree that they can't get the proper asra, because you don't need asra by Edom Zayimim, because you do to them what they wanted to do. So therefore, they could end up actually not only getting killed, but getting all sorts of punishments, including malchus, even without asra. And obviously the million-dollar question is that after all is said and done, how could Abaye opine that Edom Zayimim should get punished without asra? We know that you always need an asra. And perhaps it could be included in the Gzeiros HaKosev of Asisim Leikash HaZomam that Edom Zayimim shall be punished like they wanted to punish without asra. So they also don't need the proper warning. But that in itself is a big chiddush because we know that you always need the proper warning. Perhaps we could shed some light on this concept that the Gemara seems to be saying, according to Abaye, that Edom Zayimim don't need asra and they can get punished anyways, with the words of the Rambam in Perek Yitches Mehilchus Eidus Halacha Dalet. Actually, over there, the Rambam just says that Edom Zayimim ain't tzrichin asra, and he doesn't say what the reason is or what the makar is. But in Perek Chof Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes very cryptic words in the middle of the Sefer Ayat. He writes as follows. Ve'ein la'edim zayimim en shgaga, l'fisha ein behem maitse. Edim zayimim do not have a shgaga because they do not have a maitse. L'fikach ein tzrichin asra k'may shabiyarnu. Therefore they don't need asra as we explained. Very uncharacteristic of the Rambam to say such cryptic words. Again, Edim zayimim do not have a shgaga because they do not have a maitse, and therefore they don't need asra k'may shabiyarnu. The only obvious words that he says is k'may shabiyarnu. He's referring to the above mentioned Rambam and Perek Yitches Halacha Dalet that just says Edim zayimim ain't tzrichin asra. But the words that he's saying that Edim zayimim do never have a case of mistake because they do not have a maitse and therefore they don't need asra. What exactly is the Rambam coming to say over here? And of course, the source of the general idea that the Rambam is saying that Edom Zayim don't need Asrav is from our Gemara, like the Kesef Mishnah is quick to point out over there in Perek Chaf Halacha Dalet. However, the words that the Rambam is saying, that Edom Zayim and Edom Zayim and Shkogel Afisha Aim Behem Maisa, need a lot of explanation. He seems to be saying that since Edom Zayim don't have a Maisa, perhaps something to do with the Gemara and Sanhedrin Samachay, that Akimas Messiah might have a Maisa, perhaps, and therefore they're not doing enough of an action, therefore there's not going to be the Ptur of Shagig. However, it's a pella, why didn't the Rambam say the reasoning of our Gemara? In fact, the Arach Mishpat asked the question that according to this logic that the Rambam seems to be saying, that since they don't have a Maisa, it's not going to be a Din of Shagig, so then any scenario where there would be a Lav She'ein by Maisa, which for some reason gets Malkus anyway, it would have to be even without a Hasra. Because we see that if anyone has Maisa, then you don't need Hasra, and anyone has Ptur of Shagig. That obviously can't be. But of course, this is all a pella in general, because how could possibly explain the Rambam? The Ein Bamaisa is the reason why they're chayav even b'shoigeg. And of course, this is all included in the Kesef of Mishnah's last couple of words here, where he says, She'ein tam, she'ein lehem shkoga, toli v'she'ein lehem maisa. And the reason why they don't eat a straw is not toli enough that they don't do a maisa. What is going on here in the Rambam? So I was actually thinking a very interesting idea today, that perhaps the Rambam means to say as follows. Abaya said that Edom Zayim wanted to kill somebody without Asra, so they too should get punished without Asra. Perhaps the whole din of Azoma is that if somebody testifies, and he testifies falsely with the guidelines of Azoma, that he should do to him what he wants to do to the other party. Let us clear a question, a Chakira. What is the reason why one needs Asra? Why did the Torah want Asra before every single lav? Is the pshat because we can't punish somebody unless he had the proper warning? We wouldn't go ahead and punish someone without a warning. Or is the pshat that no, the din of the Asra is not because we wouldn't punish someone if they didn't have the proper warning. The din of Asra is that a lav, a sin that is committed without a warning, is not as bad of a sin and is not as stringent that would therefore result in the einish. In other words, not necessarily is it just a general rule we wouldn't punish without Asra. It's the din of the lav that we would not consider a lav significantly committed if it was committed without asra. So if somebody commits a lav without asra, such a type of lav, it's not such a severe merida, and therefore he doesn't get an oinish. That being said, so there's no rule that an oinish can't happen without asra. There's a rule that in order to get a proper lav and be over it fully, it's only if you had asra. So if someone's over a lav without asra, he doesn't get malchus. So again, Yesh Lachker, is the din of Asra a din that you don't give an einish unless the guy had Asra? Or is it a din of the lav? The lav is not considered completely stringently committed if the person didn't have the proper warning, the proper Asra. If we will say that it's not a din of the einish, it's only a din of the lav, then perhaps you could suggest that included in Abaya's words were that Edom Zayim is a separate din. It's not really the regular rule of getting a punishment for the lav. Edom Zayim is a din, Vasisim Lekashasam Lazis Lachim. If Edom came in and testified in the manner of Azama, the halachas we should do to them what they wanted to do to the other. And not necessarily is this punishment at all being fueled by the law of Leistana B'Reyach Edis Shacher. It's just a general din that someone that testified falsely, and therefore Abaya is proving that since they wanted to punish without Asra, they too should get punished without Asra. Of course, the obvious question that has to be addressed is that at the end of the day, why do you get Malchus? Because of the law of Leislana. You don't get Malchus Tam. You get Malchus because of the law of Leislana. Not only that, but the law of Leislana is referred to, I believe, as the law of Shenitin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Perhaps, however, the answer is that Abaye is saying that the din of Azizim like Hashazam Lazis Lachiv says that you should do to the Edom what they wanted to do to their brother, and it's a new din to do to them what they want to do to their brother, and that is the Parsha of Azama. And therefore, yes, we do need a lav of Leisane, but not necessarily does it mean that everything here that's happening is because of Leisane. Rather, I believe that Leisane says, not to say Eidus Sheker, and the creation of the Parsha of Azama dictates that Leisane should now be governed by the rules of Azama. So yes, Leisane is being used in the Parsha of Azama, and it is the source of the Malkus by Azama as well, perhaps. However, these Malkus now take on a new shape when they go into the Parsha of Azama, and they are acted accordingly with the guidelines of Azama. For example, we find that if somebody testifies on someone that he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, and then he becomes Huzam, we do not make those Edom Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza, obviously, especially since they might not even be a Kohen. We don't do that at all. Rather, we just give them Malkus. And Taisus talks about how come it doesn't become Eidus Sheyata Yachal Azima, since you can never give them the punishment of Azama. So see Taisus in the beginning of Makis that there's a possibility that the actual Malkus will be a Kiyim of Azama. What do we see from there? That although the Malkus begins with Leisana, and it's probably happening at the end of the day of Leisana, but these are definitely Amalkas that have been manufactured and processed in the guidelines of Azama to the extent that it's now called Eidus Shata Yochel Azima. All this being said, suggestively again, could that perhaps be the pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam says, "Ein la'edim zayim v'shkagel l'fisha ein b'hem ma'isa." He doesn't mean because they didn't do a ma'isa. Perhaps he means because the regular rules of committing a sin in order to be chayiv and oinish and to be involved in whether you need proper asra and whether you're a shayig or a mezid, that's all when you're talking about committing a regular love. However, ein la'edim zayim v'shkagel l'fisha ein b'hem ma'isa, because edim zayim's responsibilities and their consequences are not because of the law that they committed. It's because of the din v'atzisim like hashazamam, lasis lo'ochim. This is how I'm thinking to explain the Rambam and Shita of Abaya, and I found glimpses in different parts of this in Chiddush of Shimon Shkok, in Ksuba Simon Lamates, as well as the Kovit Shurim of Rebbe Chanan here on the Flam and Gimel. Perhaps we could suggest yet another explanation of this whole Gemara over here on the Flam and Gimel and Ksubis, which would explain how it's possible that at the end of the day, the Edom Zayman didn't have the proper warning and still they're going to get punished. How could it be that a Shagik should get Malkus? According to the way that Ksos HaChayshin explains the whole concept of Asra, the way I understand it in my own words. If you look at the Ksos HaChayshin in Simcha Chas, he brings down a Rashba that says that a person cannot say possibly, oh, I forgot that that's Asr. Like you see in the Gemara in Ksubis Taflam and Gimel, that the Gemara brings down about the Nisri Buhu Meikara Amri Yishtalyan. You can't give them a warning too early before the sin because they'll say that they forgot. So the Rashba is extremely hard to understand. How could the Rashba say, I'll prove to you that you're not allowed to say you forgot from this Gemara that says that you can't give them Asra too early because they would say that they would forget, that they forgot. It's an Amish Raya Fakert. It's an opposite Raya to what he's trying to prove, the Rashba. And the Ksais asks this question, and he elaborates. And the way I understand what he's coming to say is as follows. The Ksais establishes a very important Yisoid, that the truth of the matter is that we are not normally Choshe that somebody forgot. The normal person knows that it's Asr, and he didn't forget when he was doing the sin that it's Asr. However, the rule of Asra is that yes, he probably didn't forget, but the din of Asra is to give him an official warning so that it should be clear and definitive beyond the shadow of a doubt that he knew about it when he sinned. Not that we think, oh, he probably forgot, and Asra, the warning is going to remind him. Rather, we don't think that he forgot. But there's examples that cause us that you need Asra, and he has to be properly warned so that we should know beyond the shadow of a doubt that he didn't forget. But not that we have a chash that he forgot. So that's how the Ksais explains what the Rashba was taking out of our Gemara. By the Gemara saying Yishtalyon, we see that they could have forgotten. So the Ksais is asking, if they could have forgotten, so how are you punishing them at the end of the day? They could have forgotten. The answer is, because really we do not have to be concerned that they forgot. And therefore they are not a shayig anyways. And if they're not a shayig anyways, then the only issue of a stallion would just be that the asra wouldn't be a proper asra. Because asra is exerced because of a separate requirement that there has to be definitive proof that we know that he was warned that he did it purposefully. See the ksais over there in Simchat Ches, Tzvkat Ches. All that being said, obviously the ksais is explaining that not that we're concerned that they forgot, and not like we say that they're going to get malchus b'shoigig. We say that they get malchus because they probably weren't a shoigig, they probably knew about it. You're wondering, maybe they forgot? We're not concerned with maybe they forgot. Either Gemara says we are concerned with the shtalion that they forgot? No. That's only a problem. It would be a deficiency in the din of Asra, in the proper warning. But it doesn't mean that we really think that statistics show, or that we should be concerned with the fact that they forgot. According to this, I was thinking perhaps to answer the question of my son. My son asked me when I was learning with him, the Gemara says, Chavrei Yisrael Chasro. So my son asked me, what do you mean? Maybe he forgot for a second. So I said, a Chavrei doesn't forget, he's a Talmud Chacham. He said, really? Should I prepare you? Is that so? Can I go over to every Talmud Chacham and ask him questions? Is there no such thing as forgetting? So perhaps when a person would go and actually do an action that contradicts something that he once learned, then even if he actually forgot about it, he would definitely remember before he would go ahead and do it. But I was thinking, according to this site, It's a beautiful parrot to this question, and in fact, the Ketesh should have arrived from this, perhaps. That Chav Rehim Tzarech Hasrah. So what are we asking? That maybe you forgot. The test is we do not normally entertain such a possibility. Of course, people are forgetful, but that we should happen to say that it's a double coincidence that he sinned and he also forgot, they both happened together, or even that perhaps since he forgot he sinned, Chav Rehim Tzarech Hasrah, we do not normally entertain the option that he forgot. Even though it is possible, we do not normally entertain that. The only reason we would entertain that is because the Din of Asra created a rule that we have to have a warning which tells us definitively that he didn't forget. So if you would need Asra, then it wouldn't be good because maybe you forgot. But if the Torah says Chavra ain't Tzarech Asra, then of course forgetting would not be a shash. Perhaps, of course, maybe Chavra ain't Tzarech Asra. Chavra is a Talmud Chacham, that is it to forget Torah. Maybe the Gemara is assuming that Chavra Taka never forgets. But I think according to the Ketesh HaKeshen, the question is anyway answered very well.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.